Watching the presidential inauguration is always my proudest moment as an American. Our president, often called the leader of the free world, leaves office voluntarily. For 244 years, our nation has had a peaceful transition of power. Relinquishing power is a testament to our deepest democratic principles. Many countries have yet to experience it. But surprisingly, the Constitution says little about this presidential transition. The 20th Amendment states the term of the president and vice president shall end at noon on January 20th. On that date, our commander-in-chief of the military willingly allows another leader to take their place. This tone was first set by John Adams, the first president to lose re-election. To date, presidents have freely given up the office. Amazing, isn't it? Despite ill will or regret, the president relinquishes the office. There is no law forcing a losing candidate to be gracious or give a concession speech. However, the Presidential Transition Act of 1963 was created to facilitate an orderly and peaceful transition of power. There is a great deal for a new president to do. The law requires the General Services Administration to ensure office space and transition-related funds. The new administration must hire staff, select cabinet members from Secretary of Education to Homeland Security. There are over 9,000 federal jobs that must be filled. The new president needs to receive national security briefings and be told about the most pressing issues of concern to our nation. Rest assured, on January 20th, the world will watch the inauguration of our 46th president. Your democracy is at work, creating a new president. The transition born in law and custom has begun. This is Your Democracy with Gloria J. Brown Marshall.
Major funding for Your Democracy is provided by a generous leadership gift from Fred and Barbara Sutherland. The Sutherlands gladly support WHYY and its commitment to the production of services that improve our quality of life.